Hey y'all, it's Casper from Massachusetts. Greetings, greetings, greetings. It is raining cats and dogs here. It is absolutely disgusting here in Boston. Let me tell you something real quick. You know, like yesterday, it wasn't so bad, but it had that dirty, slushy brown snow on the floor. It was nasty. It was gross. I'm thinking to myself, if you fall in this shit, it's gonna dirty your clothes and you're gonna be real mad. So I have a funny story, actually. I have some stories or a story I would like to share with you. So if you guys get comfortable, especially if it's raining where you are, go get you something warm to drink or, I don't know, something to snack on, because this is going to be a really interesting story that I have to share with you. Something that happened like a good old 6 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago. It's quite funny, but kind of dangerous at the same time. It's got a tie with the history of Boston. And yeah, so yeah, stay tuned. All right, so once upon a time, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I was visiting with a former friend at her apartment, and her son, well, she had 4 kids, and her oldest son was in high school, and her youngest was in, like, I don't know, middle school or something. Yeah, not too far apart from age or whatever. And so, you know, her oldest son liked to go out on late night adventures, never really cared much for school, never really paid attention to his elders, and found it very appropriate to be absolutely disrespectful and highly, 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 highly offensive to his parents. So, I'm visiting and he's just like mouthing off at his mom, calling her all types of names and telling her how fat she is and how she should just go to work and stop sitting around trying to act like she can't work. And I'm like, damn, so you really gonna sit here and just be like putting her business out like that on blast in front of people, or just better yet, even saying anything like that at all? Like, wow. And so they both get in the highest high-pitched screaming shout, and I'm preparing to make my way out because this is looking extremely embarrassing. Like, dude, how dare you embarrass your mother like that? That is extremely offensive. She gave birth to your spoiled, ungrateful, good-for-nothing little ass. Well, apparently, her not punching his teeth to his freaking soul was probably the last thing she needed to do to him to make him put some respect on her motherfucking name. So, weeks go by after I depart, and I'm like, okay, I'm done with y'all. Y'all are just entirely extra. Like, I don't even know how it even came to that. So, before I get into the deeper part, I want to give you a quick little history about this place in Boston. So, there's another part of Boston, we call it the North End. North End is known as Little Italy, where everything is like all Italian, mom and pop shops. And, you know, home, like, personal small businesses that were built from scratch. You know, the historical thing, you know, the traditional family business area. It's a beautiful part of Boston. Really is. The I guess, cobblestone bricks on the ground is all still the original from way back in the day, like the 1800s and stuff like that. And, you know, it's like a very, very historical part. You know, the North End, Little Italy. My favorite place to go to is the coffee shop next to the Paul Revere statue. It's next to the Old North Church in the North End of Boston. I like to go there, and apparently occasionally I like to walk into that church and look around and stuff, because it's been there since Paul Revere and it's still in session. Like thousands or millions of bodies have been in there since then. And, you know, it's the oldest church in America, I think. The oldest church in America, the Old North Church. I'm glad that I get to say something like that. Not a lot of people get to have that opportunity to say something about a place that has a profound amount of history. So aside from all the wonderfulness of the North End, that part of Boston is also known for the mafia type stuff. And if I say that, you guys already get the gist, and I need not say anything else. So, like the mobs and stuff, and I'm like, whoa, okay. So I'm not involved in any of it, but let's just say this kid said something and he got himself into some real big old trouble. So I'm going to tell you what he did that was extremely stupid. So one day when he was supposed to be at school, but he decided he wanted to skip school, him and his friend decided to go to the North End, and it was also around the time where the godfather had passed away. Well, an actual godfather, like the guy, he had passed away, and it was a real big deal. And so him and his little friend from high school decided they wanted to mimic the godfather and his accent. So they stood on a corner of the street and they were mimicking and giggling and hee hee haing about the godfather, and all of a sudden a long black limousine pulls up in front of these kids and the window rolls down, and some guy sticks his head out of the car and says, "What did you say?" Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, these kids, they said they ran so fast, they left their shadows behind, and they ran all the way back from the North End back to Cambridge, Massachusetts. And that is a bit of a troop. Like, dude, so you mean to tell you ran all the way to the train station, and yeah, you said something, and you didn't realize there were people listening. Now, with my experience of going to the North End, it has always been pleasant. Because, why? Because I don't say stuff to offend people. And I definitely do not do it intentionally. Meanwhile, these two idiots actually said something, and they didn't realize people were listening. And they came after them. And a little bit of a history with myself and the North End. I went to school there during elementary, and it was a very good school. It was one of those schools that was so good that you would have mistaken it for a private school, because the education was very good and the teachers were great. Classes were nice and small. Everybody got all the help they needed, especially if they put in the effort to learn. And for an extra language, they taught us Italian. And I had this really fun Italian teacher that taught me how to speak in Italian. Unfortunately, if I hadn't left that area and continued to go to school, like middle school and high school within those areas, I would have probably been really, really good at speaking Italian. Unfortunately, when I left that area and I moved on to higher parts of education, like middle school, that whole like connection with speaking Italian left. I only remember an Italian opera. No, I will not sing it. I don't have a singing voice. Sorry. It would be highly offensive to the language and the culture if I try to sing. So I'm not even gonna. But I did do a singing class in college. I did not realize that singing opera required all of the air in your body, from the tips of your toenails to the last strand of hair on your head. Oh gosh. It required a lot of energy. So the kids ran and took the train and the buses right back to Cambridge. And he came back home. Well, he came back to his mom's house and said, and told us the story about what happened, which is why I'm telling it today. And he says, I should have stayed in school. I shouldn't have skipped school. Otherwise, this mafia or mob wouldn't have pulled up in front of me in front of a street corner in a limousine after I said what I said about the Godfather. And I was like, dude, that's what you get. You deserve that. Like, even if you ran, they probably would have tracked you down all the way down to your house. And who knows what would have happened to you and your family for saying that. Better yet, I hope you stayed in school next time and you didn't skip school ever again. I bet you were probably wishing you stayed at school. And he absolutely agreed. And he was so scared, he didn't want to come out of the house for a couple of days. Which then led to him being even more farther behind in school. So his teachers had to send his homework home in packages for the next couple of weeks after what happened. Good. I hope he's learned his lesson. Don't say stuff about people and think there's not anybody hearing it. So, yeah. That's what happened. Aside from that, instead of learning more Italian, I ended up picking up a tiny bit of French in high school. High school French is nothing in comparison to the real French, the real deal. And no, I will not speak it. It would be highly offensive to the culture and the language. So now, I spent the last 3 years learning American Sign Language, which is actually much more successful than trying to hang on to the last bit of Italian that I know, which is an Italian opera. I will not sing it. I'm sorry. I have a horrible voice. I think especially since I have that issue with my hearing, doing what it's doing, and whatever happened to my voice, it changed, and it doesn't sound good. So I'm not singing no more. I gave up singing. So occasionally you might catch me singing at karaoke. That's like two Long Island iced teas later, so that doesn't count. Anyway, so do you have any stories about stupid things you've done that you immediately regret? If you do, please share them. I would like to hear your stories of instant regret. Previously on several episodes ago, oh yes, and another thing about a really good experience of being in an area where people most likely come back frightened, a lot of my experiences in that part of Boston, the North End, which we call Little Italy, my experiences have always been great. I usually just go there, visit that church, check it out, and look at all of the historical stuff, and check out the Paul Revere statue. It's a giant bronze statue, and Paul Revere is on the horse, and it's literally split apart by a gate that separates that little park area from the school that I went to many moons ago. And the coffee shop is always there. I haven't been there yet this year, but I do intend to go to the North End again to get some hazelnut coffee and a pastry and just chill with my friends and take lots of pictures of the historical scenery. Not much has changed, but it's really nice to check it out. Like, it's all like picturesque. If someone is looking for some really, really good photography spots, I say check out the North End next to the Paul Revere statue. It's got a lot of everything you need. All like ancient looking everything. Like, that whole area is just marvelous for black and white photos. Go out when there's sun so that the contrast is nice and bright. Just make sure you don't say anything that won't cause a long limousine to pull up on you. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, I didn't know where to start, and I figured I would use other platforms, but these other platforms were in so many ways not usable in a sense of accessible. I'm always thinking accessibility because I have to use screen readers, but Anchor is where you should go to use it and create your own podcast.
Hey, this is Josh from Swoop Radio. I appreciate the favorite. I favorited your podcast as well. I'm free until 3 o'clock today. If you want to do a quick little Super Bowl preview, we could talk about yesterday's games as well, because obviously the missed penalty and the overtime rules. But whatever you want to talk about, just let me know. I'm free until 3 o'clock today, though.
Hey, Josh. It's Casper from Massachusetts. So if you want, yeah, I can call you, actually it's like 2:05 right now. If you want, you can call me on Anchor and we can talk about the Super Bowl. And it seems like the Patriots have a way of giving people a fake heart attack. I swear that stuff is going to give someone a heart attack one day, because they cut it real close.
Okay, sounds like a plan. I'll call you now. But yeah, it was a crazy game yesterday. Like, oh my goodness, watching the game. I mean, I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, so obviously I love my Philadelphia Eagles. And last year's Super Bowl was crazy. But I'll call you now.
Hello there, this is Maria from the Strong Body, Strong Soul show out here on Anchor. And I just wanted to call in and leave you a message of thanks. Thank you so much for stopping by the show and for leaving applause. It was a couple of weeks ago now, but pushing that applause button makes the world a difference. Now I saw your name and I can come on over and say hello and show you some appreciation. Keep using your voice out here. I hope you are having fun on the podcast platform, and have a great day. I'm Maria.
Hey guys, if you have an email or a story you want to share, I will leave an email address for you to send it to. It is kasu305@outlook.com. I will spell it out. C like cat, A like apple, S like Sam, U like universe, 305@outlook.com.